Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The second baseman, Spencer Adams. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting second. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Wheat reaches second base with a double. Collins moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins scores. Wheat moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. Wheat scores. One out. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is hit by the pitch. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boley moves to second. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke can't make a play. That's a base hit. Boley moves to third. Collins moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to second for the out. Boley scores. Collins moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerber moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gerber moves to third. Stewart moves to second. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gerber scores. Stewart moves to third. O'Rourke moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, Athletics. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stewart scores. O'Rourke scores. It's Browns, 3, Athletics, 3. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perkins moves to third. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. One out. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-for-1 in the game. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards second. Adams can't make a play. That's a base hit. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wheat hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Shult. Wheat reaches second base with a double. Collins moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Collins scores. Wheat moves to third. One out. It's 5-3, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wheat tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams pinch hits for Lefty Stewart. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-2 in the game. Quinn bunts towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. Boley moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Wheat hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Perkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Herschel Bennett pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bennett moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang pinch hits for Spencer Adams. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Shang reaches second base with a double. Bennett scores. Van Gilder moves to third. It's 7-4, Athletics. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Van Gilder tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ski Melillo now playing second base. Otis Miller now playing shortstop. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-2 in the game. Quinn strikes out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boley. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Miller applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Wheat hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to second. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.